Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler. And, of course, you know my co-host, Robbie Surface. And looks like maybe have a co-host on your end today.
Hi.
Yeah, so I guess I'm the Georgia Archery co-host, and she's my co-host. So we got a co-host and a co-host.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Hope everybody's had a good weekend. John, what's going on, brother?
Not much. We're just doing our thing. I tell you, it's been really, you know, a busy week doing what we do and playing how we play. And
so just doing all the things.
Yeah, just doing all the things. It was a quiet weekend for shooting except for one major, you know, thing going on. So, you know.
I was going to say, I don't know about quiet, but
yeah,
maybe not a whole lot going on in the Georgia area.
Nope, but there were some Georgians doing their thing.
There was some Georgians doing their thing. That's right.
But I wanted to ask you one thing about why you're pulling arrows the way you pulling arrows at your shop.
Well, I realize that I'm taking far too many steps a day.
Yeah, far too many.
So, I have exceeded the number of required steps.
Yep.
So, in one way to not take too many steps is to use the bike.
I got you.
I don't have to shoot the arrows, but I'll go get them for you.
I'm the one that had to film it.
Oh, I see that. Well, you did a good job.
You did film it, didn't you?
You did a good job filming it. Well, just so that we're going to introduce your co-host, she has a real name, but all I know is Monkey because I've been knowing her for so long. That's how, you know, we've always called her.
Been Monkey for so long, I don't even know if I know her real name.
So introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and how old you are and what and do you shoot a bow?
He's asking a question.
Can you say my real name?
Yes, your real name.
My name is Abigail, and I'm 12 years old. And yes, I do shoot a bow.
Yes, I do. I'm shooting at 20 yards. That's what she told me today on telephone.
Yeah.
So what kind of bow are you shooting?
It's
a Mission Hammer.
Hammer. She's throwing the hammer down.
Throwing the hammer down.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight. And you can.
Yeah, she come in there. I was in the range with a customer earlier, and she come in. She said, "Daddy." I'm like, "What, baby?" He says, "Can I get on the podcast with y'all tonight?" And I'm like, I don't care. You better call Mr. John, though. He said, "Can I use your phone to call him?" I'm like, "Well, I mean, I don't know how else you're going to call him. I mean, I guess you can send an email, you know, to George Archery at GeorgeArchery.com.
Yep.
So she's like, "Yeah, I'll call him on your phone."
She did. She called me in and she said, "Can I?" And I was like, "Does Dad have another mic or a headset for you?" And she's like, "Yeah, I think so." I said, "All right, then, that's cool." Yeah. We like, you know, we're all about growing a sport, and that's where we're going to start, is in that age group and younger, and it's got to go that way.
Well, you know, it's funny. I always tried to get her to shoot when we were at Ace, and, you know, she'd shoot 10, 15 arrows at the most, and
go
she
do
was
her
kinda
thing.
Done,
yep.
And now it's like, "Abby, put the bow down. Take a break for a minute." Well, and, you know, as you can tell, she gets fatigued, and I don't want to be tired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sweetheart, that just kind of comes with it. I mean, you can't help it. You're just going to get tired. That's, you know, that's just
for sure.
The way it is. And, well, I don't want my arms to be tired. I want to keep shooting. I want to get to 20 yards like everybody else. And,
mm-hmm.
Well, baby, you know, you got to walk before you can run. So,
for sure.
Just, you know, let's be patient. We'll get there, I promise you.
That's awesome.
We shot 20 yards last night for the first time. We had to get her a patch.
Yep.
We're battling some left eye, right eye
dominance. We remember that before. So, but yeah, that's awesome. I am truly, you know, glad to have you here, and you can pipe in if you got if you know somebody, if you got something you want to say. You're always here to say. But there's my computer's acting stupid. I got this plug somewhere. Anyway,
he just brought you in as part of the George Archer podcast, people.
That's right. There you
what
go.
What do you think?
I don't know.
She's like, "I don't know. I've heard that before. I don't know.
I don't know. That's right. Anyway, so yeah, we had a good weekend. Man, the shoot down was good. We had Kaylee, you know, made the cut from Georgia in the shoot down, so we got to watch her and got lots of others. So, but before that, we're gonna talk about what happened this past weekend. Indoor Nationals for U.S. Archery finished all of their shoots. They shoot in like 7 to 13 different places. They combine all of those scores. So it was 4,100 people across the nation that shoot in this event. So, and we had a whole bunch of archers from Georgia that made the cut in the top 10. And I'll explain to why I said top 10 and why we did it that way this time. So Alex Gilliam finished sixth place in the recurve men's division. He also, the same score, put in the collegiate division because he shoots at Texas A&M now. He finished second overall in the with the collegiates. The,
that boy can flat shoot that.
He
time,
can. Man. He's actually on the cut to make the Olympics. You know, and he's in, he's on that Sweet 16 group. So that's pretty cool. Justin Yoon was sixth place in the U13 men. I messed these up. Elijah Chong, seventh place. U13 women. Lee Ford, everybody knows who that is. She's been around a good while, good friend of mine. And she's qualified ninth in the recurve, 50 plus in the women. So David Estes, ninth place recurve 70 plus. Can you just imagine, bud?
No,
still
dude.
Being 70
I hope
and shooting
to be
your bow.
Moving at 70, much less shooting a
100%
70.
Your boy down south there, Carson Sapp, qualified second in the compound men's.
That boy can flat pound.
Yep, and so they don't have a pro class. They all the men's are together. So Ella Ramsey finished ninth in the compound youth 18 women. Larson Elmore, which he's down there at Statesboro. Third in the compound U15 men. Oh, Brooke Putnam, you know that name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ninth overall compound U15 women. Avery Williams, second compound U13 women. Melanie Blake, ninth compound U13 women. And Martin, oh my goodness. Madova, sixth place compound collegiate women. The reason we went top 10 is because if you finish top 8, let's make sure I give this correct, top 8 overall, so then not matter what age group, just compound women, compound men, recurve women, recurve men, each division, you get to go on and shoot for the finals. And that'll be in Louisville, Kentucky in about 2 weeks. They'll do it before the five-spot national shoot.
So everybody on this list from Georgia that you just mentioned
yep.
is in the finals.
No, not in the finals. Just they made their top cut. But what they do is they combine everybody, no matter what age group you are. So the top 8 in compound men, no matter if you was in U13, U15, U20, you know, senior – super senior, whatever, you know. So we have two Georgians on that list. So Alex Gilliam and Carson Sapp.
Okay.
So they actually have top scores in the compound division and in the recurve male division. So both male divisions, but compound and recurve, they were ranked in the top 8. So, you know, that's pretty good. So that's why they'll be shooting off. Those two will actually be somebody to look at to – watch to see what they're doing, see if they can make the cut and win the finals. So they have a shoot-off thing where they go up. It's pretty cool. But that I just wanted to put that out there because it was they finally got everybody qualified. You know, they had one in Florida, they had one in Virginia and Kentucky and so many different places, and now they got them all tallied together. So that's pretty good. You got people all over the nation and you tally them together and that's where you finish. That's pretty good. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
And I was thinking the reason why you had put all these on there, if they were 10 and under, that, you know, that they had made it.
No, they just, that's where in their division, they're 10 there. They made it, but the I had to check my phone. You know how that goes. Two that were overall is Alex Gilliam and Carson Sapp. So good luck to y'all a couple of weeks from now. So
and both of those can send some arrows
for sure. So there was this little 3D tournament down in Foley this weekend. We talked about it on the last podcast.
A lot of folks.
A lot of folks was going down. And
this is the first one of the year.
Yes, sir. 2024. We'll see how things stack up.
I'll run through some of our Georgians.
So we have Georgia archers that podiumed.
That made some
podiums in top five.
Wound up in some good places.
For sure.
Down there, or over there, I should say. It's down there for you, but it's more over there for me.
Yes, sir, it is.
In the Youth Pens girls class, we got Miss Kaylee Garrett that won it. Come away with the wind with a 3.96 and 10.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go, Miss Kaylee.
That's right.
That's 3.96 and 10 with the wind.
Yep.
And she won by 12s.
By 12s. Yep.
Tied, and she had two more 12s.
Two more bonus points. That's right.
Yep. Bonus points for the win. Way to go, Miss Kaylee. And the young adult pins male class coming out in fifth place, Mr. Landon Waters finishing in the top five. That's a strong finish, dude. Way to go, man. In the young adult pins female class, Miss Kelsey Freeman.
That's right.
In third place.
Do you know
and
Kelsey?
Then Miss Kristen Nolan. In fifth place.
Kelsey is who I wore the pink.
Kelsey, yeah.
That's the one with the pink socks at your shoot.
Uh-huh, yep. Okay. Yep. That's what Ben Daniel was telling me about that. He had seen it. He's like, man, remember that girl that was wearing the fuzzy the jacket?
And that's
the,
right.
You know, crazy colors. Like, yeah. And she shot good down there in Foley. Well, way to go, girl.
That's right.
Abigail, you want to try to get the win, the women's pins 30? You see any Georgians on this list anywhere? Miss Stephanie.
Miss Stephanie Wallace.
Finished in
sixth place.
Sixth place?
Yep.
With a 4.06 and 8.
That's good.
That's good shooting.
Go back up one. You missed the young adult open female.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look what you missed.
Sophia Emma.
Amadeo. We butchered that.
That's
one.
All right.
There you go, girl. You butchered it.
She's
I'm blaming you.
She's an Apache. We're not
going to me.
Hey, I'm blaming the co-ho-ho.
No. Co-ho-ho.
Yeah, Sophie's she shoots with me, so she's on my team.
Okay. Good deal. Way to go, girl.
Girl's shooting good.
Young adult open female. With third place. And then we handled the women's pins 30.
Mm-hmm. K-40.
And we're going down here to the women's known 40 class.
Women's known 40.
Women's known 40.
Oh, there's one.
And you know this young lady too, Abigail.
Do I?
Yeah, you know Miss Gabby.
Oh.
Yep.
Gabriella Alfaro finishing in the top five with a 4.18 and 14.
That's her
and
date.
And you shoot 18 up. In woman's class.
Yep, that's her debut in that class.
Fifth. Man, them girls are throwing down, dude. They're bringing the heat. You shoot 18 up, and you can't get a podium in a woman's K-40 class.
Mm-hmm.
They're flat throwing down.
That's right. Yeah, this is her first chance at K-40 class. Yeah, we moved her out of the youth class and put her in the women's class. So. And I think she did very well. So
She did. I'm super proud of her. Way to go, Gabby.
Super senior known. And let me tell you about super senior known. I just want to be shooting my bow. Super senior. I just want to
be
still.
Well, you're in that class now, aren't you?
No, sir. Not that super senior known. That's the next step after the next step. So,
dude, I thought you was already there.
I ain't that old, son. But. David Parson is a great guy, and he got the win with a 4.34.19.
What range are they shooting at that age?
They shoot 40, I think, is what they are at now.
Okay.
So.
I was going to say, because if that dude shot 4.34 at 70 years old at 50, I don't want nothing to do with none of that.
Yeah. So I think it's younger than that, though. I can't remember where they cut it, but I mean, he still 60, did
70,
something.
Old enough to know better.
Yeah, for sure. Senior men's in the top five. Oh, Hank Boatwright ended up with a 397 and 10 for fifth place. So that's good shooting.
For sure.
Semi-pro, that's that hard class.
Yeah, I've seen where old Corey Wright was this like the second or third shoot in like 25 million years.
That's right.
The boys picked up a bow. You know, he retires from the UGA shooting school and like
– yep.
All of a sudden decides he wants to go play in ASA again.
Yeah, he showed up at State and shot semi-pro at State this last year. And he's like, hey, I'm just going to do that. And I was like, you go, boy. I'm going to judge yardage. I was like – you go.
Well, he's been able to shoot since he was Abby's age, yep. You know.
But he shot in a semi-pro, and that was his first, you know, being semi-pro, whatever. And he finished fifth overall. And judged,
yeah, he's only 4 points off a podium.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, 402 and 11. So he did his thing. So.
Mm-hmm. And a very tough class.
Yep. Congratulations on that. You know. So, let's see, Senior Masters. There's another one, right? So, it ain't Super Senior, but Senior Masters is the next step. Old Barry Moon come out with the win with a 395 and 7. See, they're still judging yardage, and I think they're playing at 45 yards. So.
Well, Senior Known 50.
Yeah, that's my class next year if I don't go pro.
Okay. Y'all heard it first right here on the George Archery podcast number 70, whatever.
Whatever
I don't know where
is,
we're at
yeah,
now. You heard it first right here that John says he may go pro next year. Did you hear that, Evan?
I heard that loud and clear.
Loud and clear,
loud
she
and
says.
Clear. Somebody going to put that on repeat. I may go pro. Anyway.
Go pro. Mr. Clint Smith comes in third in the Senior Known 50.
I'm going to tell you a little funny thing about Clint. Clint came in here on Wednesday to get some arrows because he went to set up some more, fletch some more arrows for the weekend. He says, oh, crap, I ain't got enough. I ain't got but three. So he asked me, did I have some? And I absolutely did have some. He set up this brand new bow. He'd been shooting it, practicing, getting it like he wants to. And then for some reason, he grabbed the other bow. So he's got two brand new bows. He had not put everything together like he wanted, but he shot that bow very well the weekend. I told him congratulations. So he's doing good. Women's
for
pro.
Sure. We know somebody in the women's pro class.
Yes, we do.
She
got a different last name, but
she's got a different last name and she's got some offspring.
Yes, she does.
So she's got, you know, a lot more responsibility than, you know, when I remember her starting way back when. And
oh, for sure.
Way to go, Kaylee.
Still hanging in there doing her thing, you know.
I am not going to try to say your last name because I will absolutely butcher it. So I'm just going to say Kaylee P.
Pettifer.
Pettifer? Okay.
Pettifer.
All right.
That's
well,
it.
that wasn't as hard as I expected it
would
be.
Yeah, to look at it versus saying it is two different things. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, way to go, girl. Comes in third.
Yep, still on the podium.
In a tough shoot down. I watched it. That was fun to watch.
That's right. So
the Olympic recurve. I'm gonna let you have that one. That's more your speed.
I don't shoot a real Olympic recurve, but Jagan Robertson finished second in that class with a 415 and 12, and that's a, you know. You have to draw that bow the exact same way every time or it doesn't work. You know what I mean? It doesn't have a draw stop. It doesn't have a limb. You know, you don't have a draw length on it. You could overdraw that bow really fast. So, and then, you know, they don't have no kind of magnifications or anything like that.
No.
They just got a little dot that they're aiming with. So, that's pretty good right there. So,
yeah, that's pretty stout. All right, we are in the men's pins 40 class with Mr. Charlie Massengale coming in third, finishing out in the top three.
Congratulations.
408 and 10. Way to go, Mr. Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Men's open 45. Now, that's the you judge the yardage in that class. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's an old open B class.
Yeah, pretty much. And we had two Georgians to make the podium on that one.
Look at that.
Oh, David Hestes and Brent Hood. David finished first with 424 and 16. And old Brent Hood shot 417 and 13. So congratulations, fellas.
Way to go, guys. And the men's open 40 class, I know several folks that shot in that class. A couple of them from down around here, but we had a couple that finished in the top five, Mr. Walker Scarborough and Chance Frady both come in finishing in the top five. Walker wins it, and Chance finishes in fourth place. Way to go, fellas.
Good job. All right, so now we're back to some Eagle Pins boys. Well, look,
this is more my speed right here. This is where I shoot from. This is
I'm telling you, I might not want to shoot with old Blake, boy. He's been
lying. Yeah, I don't want to shoot against him. I just want to shoot amongst them.
Blake Garrett, that you know, his sister podiumed, and there he is, you know. So that family's doing their thing, right?
Throwing down.
So he got first place in his class with a 214. So congratulations, 14 up on 10. Oh, that's doing his thing, right?
And you got Bubba Freeman down there in sixth place. That's coming right. In the top
Bubba,
10.
Bubba's sister was on the, you know, and then, you know, doing, you know, that whole group, they always hang out together, you know. You know, Bubba was just out of the top five, but, you know, still he did his
still
thing.
Strong, so, oh, for strong sure. Start.
And then we got the crossbow class where Johnny Garrett finished second place in the crossbow. So shot a 420. With 11 bonus rings.
Got a little tidbit of information for you. Little top secret information gonna drop right here. You ready?
All right. Dun 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 dun.
I know a S30A club that committed to buying a set of targets today.
Oh, did they?
Oh. And I ordered 11 replacement cores already for them.
I hear you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully we're gonna pick them up this weekend.
That'd be good.
I was waiting on a phone call from our last co-ho-ho host, but he never did call me, so we went ahead and pulled the trigger on the ones that were a lot closer to us. So
I understand.
Hopefully we're gonna pick them up this weekend and try to get some of our S3DA kids.
He'll hear this, but I did talk to the last co-host. He was here, you know, 4-H night. And I did tell him that you were thinking. He said he had heard, you know, he had said something that you'd probably had found some closer and a little cheaper. And I was like, oh, yeah, I understand. So
I mean, when you look at it, the whole there's only so much dollars to go around,
100%.
You know, just starting out, we got to start somewhere. Some targets better than no targets. So we went ahead and pretty much pulled the trigger on the targets here, somewhat local, and. Got some cores and some paint stuff coming this way to try to pick him up a little bit. And, you know, so on the who's shooting next weekend, at some point in the near future, you're going to see
12 new ring. Club.
Yeah. Dude. Now, you know, and I got to call Mr. Lynn Hardy too because we're co hosting that S30A regional up there.
Uh huh.
We're not going to host a regional here by ourselves and whatnot yet because we're just not ready for it. You know, all of my parents are very new.
Yeah, but you could have a fun shoot to raise some
money. So we're just going to throw a fun shoot together.
Yep.
To kind of break in or learn the place where we're going to host the shoots.
Mm-hmm.
Break in and introduce the help that's going to be helping to what it takes to put on a shoot. Get everything that we need, whether it be target stakes and colors and stands.
Oh, yeah, that good stuff. Yep.
All that good stuff. So I got to call Mr. Lynn. And Mr. Lynn, if you're listening to this, please know that I am still forever grateful for the opportunity to co-host that tournament with you guys. And even though now that we do have a range, we're not ready to host a regional just yet. But there will be a who's shooting this weekend 12 ring archery coming up here soon. But it's going to be a fun shoot. You
That's
know?
Awesome. That's great. But let's say about who's shooting this weekend. Well, let's see. Starting out Friday, the S3DA Eastern Indoor Nationals in Owensboro. I got a few going up that way. And from what I see, Georgia has a few going up that way to shoot. So good luck to all the S3DAs that are going that way to shoot this weekend. So that starts on Friday, and so they'll have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday they'll be shooting. So they can get all of them through, I guess. Then Saturday, the GBAA is shooting their state indoor over in Social Circle, Georgia.
Social Circle. Abby, you know where Social Circle is?
Yeah.
Yes.
So over in the gym. Over in the gym, we'll be shooting.
Why does it say tentative?
Because when it was put on, it was a long story, but I just haven't cleaned it up. I didn't go back and read it.
It's so it's for sure happening this weekend?
Yes, sir. It's for sure happening this weekend.
How many you got shooting?
Let's see. Average about 45 each line. So there's Saturday morning, Saturday evening, Sunday morning, Sunday evening.
So you got 4 lines? 50 people per line?
Roughly. Some of those, you know, you have to shoot 2 days. So so if you figure, let's say if it's 100 people, roughly, you know, because some of them will shoot it all on Sunday, some shoot it all on Saturday, some shoot it. So it's probably about 100, 120 that are probably registered. So, you know.
And you're shooting 5-spot?
Yep, shooting 5-spot.
GBAA. Say it, Abby. GBAA.
GBAA.
There you go. I was wondering if you was going to get it.
So, as far as I know, I didn't find any 3D shoots for this weekend.
Wow.
That's exactly what I said.
Wow. I wish we had some targets.
I was truly surprised that there wasn't somebody having a shoot this weekend. But, you know, who knows? Everything's going around doing
their
thing.
We've missed you. Send an email or a Facebook message to the Georgia Archery Facebook page.
100%. Yes, sir.
GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com, and we'll get it posted. Just because we don't see it on the calendar, of course, doesn't mean that it ain't happening.
100%.
Unfortunately, we just missed it, so shoot us a Facebook message or an email, and we'll get it posted.
Well, while you're talking about that, where can they find you, Robbie, and me, and all of the Georgia Archery information?
Well, they can find us on the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter. They can find us on the TikToks.
TikToks grow.
Where else can they find us, Abby?
YouTube.
Oh, yeah. They can find us on YouTube. You've been listening, ain't you? You've been listening to the Georgia Archery Podcast. They can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcast.
Yep.
Google Podcast.
That's right.
Instagram. They can find us on the gram.
On the gram.
On the grams. And GeorgiaArchery.com.
That's right. Yep, you can send us an email if you have information you want us to talk about, different things like that. And, that's how it goes. And we'll see. I should have some bunch of – speaking of – I'll be having a lot of pictures and a lot of stuff to talk about because I'll be at the GBAA.
Yeah, speaking of that, I'm sorry not to cut you off.
I
know,
speaking of that, I knew that was fixing to come. There is a
– I've gotten a couple of messages saying, hey, I didn't ever see those pictures you took.
I'm working on it as we speak. I'm going to have to divide them out into 500 units, like 500 pictures per –
I got album. You. Okay, so and that's then why you were seeing it on the back side, but not seeing it on the front. Because
it only will show 500. So I got to put 2,600 pictures, I think is what it is, and divided it by 500, and then put it in its own album, and its own album, and its own album. So now I'll just be album 1, album 2, album 3, and then we'll go from there. So that's the plan. Retro. Did you see the retro? I know you did. Mitchell Irvin. interview from way back.
Yeah,
man.
I saw it. Yeah, dude, that was good.
That was good.
I tried to get him on the podcast while we were up there at the state indoor shoot.
Yeah.
And he was acting like, man, I don't know what to do. I ain't ever, And then I see the retro podcast interview with Mitchell Irvin. I'm like, dude, really?
Yep.
You could have done that podcast with us. You ain't no rookie.
That's right. I had to put it out there after all. I was there when you was telling him, and he's like, I don't know what to talk, and he kept avoiding us all day long, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I was like, I can fix that. I can surely
we
fix
got
that.
You.
That's right. But, that was way back when, and, I've been digging up old stuff, pushing it back out there just so people can see that there's a whole lot of backlog. I mean, from, 2011 – all the way up to now, there's all kinds of stuff you can go back and see, and you can see the age difference.
Oh, yeah, we've gotten older.
But there's a definitely, like, there's a video up right now from ASA. I can't remember. I think it's ASA in Augusta. But, like, it's got the boys, like, when Blake was youngin', you know? And Papa Joe and, you know. And it's just, it's cool to see, you know, and Corey Wright when he was still, you know, shooting and all of that stuff.
When he was a youngster.
Yeah, so some of those will show up in the retro soon. And then, because I'm just going to knock some old stuff out, throw it out there, just make it fun, put some video together. And then the Gavin punching himself in the face is hilarious.
Hilarious.
Oh, no.
Hilarious.
Oh, no.
Alex says she wants to shoot a thumb button, so I'm going to get a video of her putting in her own clock.
It happens. But, yeah, heck, I guess we covered most everything tonight. It's all.
Abby, what you got? What did we miss?
Here's one thing we missed that probably didn't tell on the last one.
Okay.
Stay up on your mic now.
They have a person on here that's 40 now.
You ain't got to tell nobody.
He's old, baby.
You ain't got to tell anyone.
He's getting old.
We're supposed to keep that private.
That's right. Yeah, they people get older. There's no doubt about it. We all get older, you know.
She's telling me that she wants to try to shoot state outdoor, which is going to be tough being that she's in middle school and having to shoot some of those distances.
Those distances,
they got to shoot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We got her a patch tonight. Alicia picked her up a patch on the way home. So hopefully tomorrow we'll get her a little more dialed in because she's missing everything 3 foot right at 20 yards.
Okay.
So let me get that out straightened out. If I got to pluck it out with a spoon and put a new one in, I will.
Hey.
Yeah, well.
What's wrong with your eyes?
What's wrong with your eyes? Yeah, that. What is wrong with your eyes? Nothing
you're
wrong.
You're not getting mine.
Tell them, say nothing wrong with my eyes.
I don't need your eyes. I need new eyes.
Well, I guess that's pretty much it, man. Did we cover everything?
Yeah. I think we got most everything covered. If we missed something, like you said, send us a message. Check out the calendar. If your shoot's not on that calendar, send me a message. We'll put it on there. I've been contacted by a couple of people that we will have some more guests. Talking about their shoots. So that is the plan.
Yeah, that's right. You did come in and tell me that.
Super secret information. We got to get him on and he'll talk about the, you know, the shoot that they're hosting. And, just a reminder that, the 22nd of March is when you can register for TAC and it's actually in Georgia. So, I'll just put that on your calendar. So,
Are you going?
I don't think so. There's a whole lot of people who are planning on going from here, and some of them are playing Saturday. So that puts me here, you know. So I'll go Sunday, and we'll see. I just got to look and see what's going on that weekend. So
yeah, I'm planning on trying to leave the 4-8 shoot and driving over Saturday and.
Doing that thing Sunday
with some arrows.
Just go on and register on the 22nd, and you can at least know when you have it done. So, look, and, you know, man. I think that's about it, bud.
Wait, you know what, though?
What?
No, that's registration.
Registration
weekend
is
opening weekend of turkey season
for
the kids.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right, because we're going to be turkey hunting that weekend, Monk.
Yes, we are.
All right. We're chasing that yabba.
Yeah, with your Tom teaser.
Mm-hmm. With the old time teaser.
That's right. Well, Abigail, thank you for co-hosting and keeping your daddy in line tonight. So he makes sure he reads the right things in the right places because, you know, he is old.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Thank you very much. Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
I'm Abigail.
And we'll see ya.
We'll see ya.